This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Students are back to class this week in most Oregon districts. Jim Torrey, who's been on the Eugene 4J School Board for 8 years, has been elected to lead the board. The former Eugene mayor says this year should be a little easier than recent ones at 4J.
Last year, the district had a number of new initiatives that we were implementing at primary schools, middle schools, and high schools. Some of them were new initiatives that the district themselves put together, but many of them were initiatives that the state and the federal government had mandated that we do. And it was a tough year for particularly the teachers. They had to not only handle the curriculum that they had traditionally handled, but they had to take into account all of these new rules and regulations, and we had a new IT system that was hard to maneuver through. But if just that, having that year of experience and understanding the new language and understanding, you have a year under your belt, it should be a lot better.
And what about the financial picture?
Financial picture continues to be a real challenge. We, as the school district has to do, every school district in the state of Oregon must balance their budget every year. And we balanced it. Fortunately, this year, because we did have some additional dollars, we were able, at least at this point, and this is subject to what the final negotiated agreement is between the teachers union and 4J. But as of right now, we have a full school year, which we haven't had for a number of years. And we've been able to reduce class sizes a little bit. But one thing I really am proud of that the administration and the board did last year, in finalizing our budget, we set aside a little over $1 million in a standalone pot of money that was going to be used, and frankly has been used in the last week, to identify those schools that for whatever reason we have more kids than we'd expected, or we have a particular class that has more students than we had originally expected to have. What we did is we took that money and we told the superintendent, once you know that the original projections aren't going to be able to be sustained, take these monies and put in a new teacher in a school so that they can readjust their class schedules. We had some that went from 40 kids per class in primary down to 27 as a result of this new teacher in the school. This was a great move on our part.
You've called for more transparency in the 4J school board's relations with its public. What has concerned you and what changes are being proposed?
Well, the biggest issue with governments, all local governments, but in I would say in particular in the school district, is there are a number of new issues that come up. For example, this year we are continuing with the Common Core, which frankly is controversial in and of itself, but it is a requirement that our students be able to meet certain standards at each grade level. This requires that the parents understand what it is we're doing. Too often in government, and school district is a local government, we do things with maybe four or five people sitting in the audience. And the information they get usually comes from a very small group of people who are very intelligent, but say, well, this is what's happening. Did you know it was happening? Well, a lot of times parents have no idea it's happening. And as a result of that, what I think the board is really anxious to do this year is to make sure we spend more time discussing the issues in our public sessions, which means that some of the things we used to do in a school board meeting, we are going to have to reduce.
4J is preparing to ask voters to renew an $8 million tax levy come November.
This would be the fourth time that the public has renewed this local option levy. And it is something that if we don't have it, we're going to decimate our budget. There are certain basic costs that we have to provide or pay for. It is not a new tax. It is the same tax that you've been paying these last 15 years. It comes up, you have to renew it every 5 years. And frankly, Eugene is one of the districts in the state that does this. Not all districts do. But I frankly don't know how we would deal with that shortfall of $8 million. So when you think about these little kids going into school and what it's going to take to make them successful, this is what the public can do to make sure they have every chance to be more successful in the future.
Eugene 4J School Board Chair Jim Torrey. Superintendent Shelley Berman has announced his resignation as of the end of this school year. The board is tasked with finding his replacement. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.